hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business. Printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
If it came from Santa, it probably came through Wholesale Hunter in Wetumpka. Ammo, rifles, shotguns, pistols. Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with a $4.99 Napa tool bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
We wish you get up, you listeners. We wish you get up, you listeners. We wish you get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore. My friend, we said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat butt in here.
Wake your butt up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden receives his first presidential daily intelligence briefing today, the same material offered to President Trump. He's going to be limping for a bit.
The president-elect has a hairline fracture in his right foot and that he will likely require a walking boot for a couple of weeks. The president-elect suffered the injury while playing with one of his dogs Saturday afternoon.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Another drug company, Moderna, plans to apply today for emergency use of its coronavirus vaccine. And it's expected to be a big day of shopping online.
Cyber Monday is traditionally the busiest online shopping day of the year. Adobe Analytics says Black Friday foot traffic was about half of last year. The National Retail Federation is predicting overall holiday spending this year will be up 3.6% from a year ago, and online shopping will be up 20%.
Fox's Ginny Gasola. America's listening to Fox News.
Cyber Monday, so good for me. Cyber Monday, all of the deals are online to see. Oh, Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday, they will guarantee that Christmas morning is.
The updated version of Cyber Monday.
That's a good one.
Boy, the the lockdowns in other places.
Including Los Angeles, where you cannot dine inside or outside anymore.
You can't do anything for 3 weeks. Yeah. They are going to, look, there were demonstrations. I don't know if you saw the pictures in Berlin, Paris, and other large worldly cities.
If you take away Christmas from people, that's it.
You are playing with fire.
That's it.
Even in a godless communist state like California. Be careful. I do want to play a little bit of that Van Morrison, Eric Clapton.
We got interrupted on that one.
Yeah, well, this is the show that's never in a hurry to do nothing. But I just got a free sample of that Chill Outside.
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
Me too. That was so brisk. And yeah. I had a heavy jacket
you
on.
You step out around that building because I went to go get my lip balm and whoo, I about blew across the interstate.
That wind will take it right out of you.
Greg almost had to catch me.
I used to play that in baseball, so I'm pretty good. I got a nice basket of goodies from the folks at Comfort Care.
Oh,
I saw that. That was really nice.
And I got this for my bike ride too.
Look at you. Okay, now what do you call it?
It's a gangster cap.
A gangster. This was called
a skull cap.
A skull cap?
That's right. Isn't that what they're called?
I don't know.
Well, I have people that call. Okay.
I think you could knock off a couple of convenience stores right now.
I have some people that call them beanies. And then other people call them stock toboggans. Wow, Greg, your hair is gorgeous after taking that off.
Do you remember us growing up and the those full face masks? I hated those because the snot would. build up and
freeze like crazy.
It was either that or we had what were called in a, I don't think this is in any way, shape, or form a Nazi reference, but they were called stormtrooper hats.
Yeah?
And they were fur hats with leather outside. You pull it down and you could strap it under your chin.
Keep you warm.
That would keep you warm. I used to wear that when I delivered newspapers.
I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I'm wearing thermals this morning because I do not do wind well at all. I can do cold, but the wind,
That's because you are delicate and feminine.
Oh, thank you.
I go
you
back
to be protected during cold weather.
I go back to the scene in Christmas Story with the kid with the Michelin outfit, and Andy can barely move.
Like,
he can't put his arms down.
Yeah, no.
Waddle.
Yeah, there was some mighty waffling clothing available back in those days, and I see that's on my 8mm films. I got to get some of that over to Dan Black and put some of it online because. I had a great childhood. I can't complain
Me
about
too.
It is 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Random Facts is coming up, and I already have one brilliant, well, it's okay. It's a pretty good convoluted intro for it, but we want to know just how cold is it going
to
get?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yeah, it's that wind we were just talking about that will just take your breath away this morning. If you haven't been outside yet and think, how cold could it be? Check it out. Windy, colder today, falling temperatures. By that I mean we were 48 last hour. We've fallen 1 degree in the last hour, and everything is downhill from here on out. 39 by sunset, and the winds will continue to be very strong today. We'll go down to 28 overnight tonight, the first widespread freeze. Wind chill will be a factor again tomorrow morning, with the wind chill scraping near 20 in the morning. Breezy and cold tomorrow with a high in the upper 40s. So we will not make it out of the 40s tomorrow. Mid-20s by Wednesday dawn. Recovery Wednesday afternoon into the 50s with sunshine. Next chance of rain by late Thursday into Thursday night. All right, so right now, that northwest wind at 22 with cloudy skies is making that 47-degree temperature feel more like 41. That's the wind chill factor at 709.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Monday after Thanksgiving. If you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, what are you waiting for? You're almost out of time.
It's happening today?
What's happening today?
Cyber Monday.
I love shopping from the convenience of my own home.
From the comfort of your own home.
It's like it's
Black Friday.
Black Friday.
On Monday.
And it's online.
So let's do this thing.
Let's do this!
Buckle up. It's showtime.
At that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Random Facts ready to launch, and when we start... kind of make notes so you have a chance to win a $10 food outlet pop quiz question that will follow random facts. And we also have a chance to play something else that's appropriate for Cyber Monday.
Truth or baloney.
So we have given you a number of different... Oh, and the Van Morrison anti-lockdown song.
Yeah, I want to hear that again.
We'll put that back on an 8 in the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
I'll have to stick around then.
FM.
Me too.
So at 7-Eleven, mm-hmm. You want to give us a sneak preview of random facts there, Jay?
Jay, what are you cooking up?
We've got facts. Let's see. We have facts about, wasn't David Prowse?
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, we've got one about him.
Uh-huh.
And...
Oh, I hate it when I do that.
A favorite song of Greg's is
like
coming up.
Kitchen America?
Could be, yeah. Sings it all the time.
I never heard that song.
We'll talk about space, of course.
Okay.
Notre Dame, the cathedral.
Oh.
Yep.
I just saw a special on that, the fire and the restoration. Bomb.
Yep. How's this might come from that special, actually. Usually stuff that pops up here is because something aired over the weekend.
Yeah.
And people found out a lot of new stuff.
Oh, man. What those firemen went through. Wow.
Yeah. We'll talk about a crime spree of someone I'd never heard before. Also, let's see, we talked about the moon. Taco Bell mm-hmm. is in there as well. And what else do we have? Egg yolks. Yep.
You're yoking.
Nope. All serious.
All right, so we'll be ready to roll here in a couple of minutes. It is 7:12. Local news first.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Montgomery has settled a federal lawsuit on panhandling with civil rights groups, including the SPLC and the ACLU of Alabama. The settlement agreement requires the city to stop the enforcement of two ordinances that criminalize panhandling. Flags across Alabama were at half staff yesterday as former state representative Alvin Holmes was laid to rest. Holmes had been the longest serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives before his 2018 defeat. He died on November 21st at the age of 81. The Montgomery Public School family is mourning the death of two administrators. Lee High School Assistant Principal Dr. Ennis McCorvey and Johnny Carr Middle School Assistant Principal Joshua Farrow. Their causes of death are unknown at this time. There will be counselors on campus for students and staff this week. Those are this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. For the Montgomery Newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. This Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, bars and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from and mini bikes starting at only $699 or 0% interest and payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell and other brands as well.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. Uh-huh. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Uh-huh.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On November 30th, 1955, the world welcomed little baby Billy Idol.
Congratulations, it's a boy. It's a nice day for a cord cutting.
Billy Idol, a star is born.
And now,
don't set their idols, play and win with
random facts.
Keeping with the theme of Billy Idol.
Yes. Very
and nice. Random facts. Tie in there.
Did you know Taco Bell has failed twice to expand their operations into Mexico? In 1992, Mexican customers found their tacos too expensive And in 2010, their expansion restaurant closed because customers were unfamiliar with the menu items.
I used to think Taco Bell was the Mexican phone company.
Bring. What?
Adorable.
Yes, I thought you said.
Did you know landing humans on the moon required the most sudden burst of technological creativity and the largest commitment of resources ever made by any nation in peacetime?
I believe that, yeah.
At its peak, the Apollo program employed 400,000 people and required the support of over 20,000 industrial firms and universities, all to keep it all a secret it was filmed in Hollywood.
Exactly.
So when I hear, man, we went to the moon, why aren't we feeding people here?
It had so many great beneficial effects for mankind.
I heard that same excuse back then, it's the same people that are bitching today, pardon my French.
In less than 8 years, they developed 5 different spacecraft. Mercury, Gemini, I think is what that is, Apollo.
Oh, yeah, Gemini. Yeah.
Apollo Service, Apollo Command, Lunar Lander, a rocket that could be throttled and restarted in space, the largest rocket ever successfully flown, even to this day, a car that would be driven on the moon at speeds that make today's rovers look like snails in comparison, a spacecraft that could soft land humans on another body in space, and another rocket that could take off from the moon.
Well.
And just the gadgets that went into it, that listing way under that.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable.
Did you know, this is probably, you probably know this because you watched that last night, the firefighters that responded to last year's fire at Notre Dame.
In April.
They knew which works of art to rescue and in which order, following a protocol that was developed for just such a disaster. I never even thought about that, but the firefighters knew, like, okay, we got to
go get this first. And
That's something I've never thought about, but apparently museums all over the world have a protocol.
Get this first.
That a certain group of firefighters or whatever, there's a plan in place and training that is done, I don't know how often, but quite frequently, so that everybody kind of remembers, like, you got to go this way to get that and go, you know, here's the first piece you pick up, here's the second piece, you know.
I mean, like if the Louvre was on fire, they'd go after
the Mona Lisa? Yeah.
I would imagine that's first on the list. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. That would be interesting to me to look at different museums and what their protocol is as to what gets get this thing first. I'd be curious to see what that is.
They did that with in the Crown with when the fire happened in 1992. They knew what to go. Mm-hmm. They saved a lot of stuff.
I finished that, by the way,
over
the weekend. Wow. Did you know an attempted plane bombing in 1985, the bomb went off an hour early while they were still at the airport. It did actually kill 2 people in baggage, but it did not go off on the plane as it was intended. The reason was because the perpetrators didn't realize that Japan does not observe daylight savings time.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say something like that. Oh, my God.
So,
how crazy.
So it went off before it made it on board.
Wow.
Hey, before you guys get back into your, you got to watch this, or, you know, you're always watching the hip stuff. The Undoing. We had free HBO this weekend.
Undoing.
I got sucked into that with Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
And Nicole Kidman. It's great. That was worth watching. Especially for free.
Did you know Jupiter's moon Europa is covered by a thick layer of ice with a huge subsurface ocean of liquid water underneath it? Now, estimates have given that the ocean is an average depth of, I converted it to freedom units, the average depth of 62 miles.
Wow.
Yeah. A radius of 545 miles. This equates to 3 times the combined volume of water of Earth's oceans.
You're not going to find that on Uranus.
Nope. Did you know? You ever heard of Francis Crowley?
I have, but I can't remember.
I'm thinking about Klingons right now. Go ahead. Francis Crowley. What about him?
Well, it's a man. Yeah. He had a crime spree that lasted nearly 3 months. ending in a two-hour shootout. When he was in prison, he was known to stuff his uniform down the toilet, set fire to his bed, and craft homemade weapons. He was executed in the electric chair at the age of 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy with a track record by that age. You look at somebody like that and say,
"You're incorrigible,"
and get rid of him.
Have you ever read How to Win Friends and Influence People?
I did it in the 80s. It was given to me as a gift by Esben Skoe.
The story of Two Gun Crowley is in the first, is one of the first that is in how is in that book. He used it as an illustration on why to follow the very first principle, which is don't criticize, condemn, or complain. I don't know how that context fits in, but yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, we'll talk about egg yolks. I mentioned that before. David Prowse from Star Wars fame. Julia Child. A tradition in Arizona involving Christmas. We'll tell you about that. And Greg's favorite song.
Can't wait to see what it is.
What is your favorite song?
Well, I mean, there's...
It's not the Moody Blues.
Kids in America.
No. There's a Creedence song. There is... people have always been surprised when they said, "What's your favorite album?" I said, "Nutcracker Sweet."
Oh, yeah. It's not Nutcracker. It's more of a, you know, popular song. Not I don't want to say modern.
Beanie and Cecil's greatest hits? I have no idea.
You'll find out, along with everybody else, coming up.
All right, 722. The place to take your car when you've been in a fender bender is Montgomery Paint and Body. They have a long, happy list of custom... Well, we're happy. Hey, nobody got hurt. It's never fun when your car is in a wreck, though, because you know you're going to be in for, at the minimum, inconvenience. And there's phone calls you got to make to insurance agents, and adjusters have to be driven to, or they have to see the car. When it gets into the capable hands of Donnie and Brandon Turner at MPB, 4.5 decades of excellence go into each and every repair. They diagnose all the damage, and it's a lot more than painting to match and making sure the parts fit that replace the ones that were damaged in the wreck. It is a bumper-to-bumper restoration of that vehicle to the best extent they can make it, so that the repair blends in with the rest of the car. They want to see. And try them sometime and see if you can tell the difference where old, undamaged car parts are and brand new ones exist. They're just amazing. State-of-the-art tools and technologies, but really dedicated people to the principles of excellence they've held dear for over 4 decades. 27 Wreck with a W for MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. They are, in two words or less, the best.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, a cold and windy Monday morning. Drive carefully. We have a lot of inbound traffic right now on I-65 and 85. Pretty heavy through downtown Montgomery. We have a lot of inbound traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka. That's got Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive busy this morning, as well as the Northeast Boulevard. And we've got some congestion on Southwest Boulevard right around I-65. Had an accident earlier, Taylor at Vaughn. We're hoping that one is out of the way, but watch out for emergency vehicles that might still be lingering in the area. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys arriving at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything you want to trade in is worth a minimum of $1,500. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter from Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
From all of us at Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Infiniti, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's better at brewbaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adam's Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adam's Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW. Now starting at just $34.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season and soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $34.99 per month and find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at Huawei.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody now, I'm not gonna work. I am gonna shop online all day. Hey, boss, go away. So I can shop online all day.
If I'm at the office, I'm going online. I'll make like I'm working. At least I can try.
And now,
sip on a hot toddy while we get to part two of
Random Facts.
Good. Very nice.
That was a little more obtuse than the first one.
It's okay. Obtuse is good.
I'm a little more obtuse.
It's all good.
Go ahead.
Huh? Oh, we have a special guest coming to
watch
how we do this miracle radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Somebody who's never been in a radio studio before.
Here we
Did
go,
Did you know? An egg yolk's color can be affected by a chicken's diet.
Oh?
If that chicken has a diet of peppers that naturally have lots of red pigment, it will produce a completely red egg yolk.
Wow.
I don't know. I would hate a green egg yolk.
I don't know you get green.
You throw that green right in the trash.
Green it's eggs green. With ham.
So it's a little...
Every once in a while, you crack an egg, man, and it comes out, and it smells like you're in Yellowstone Park.
A little sulfury.
Sulfur? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ugh.
Did you know that James Earl Jones decided to go uncredited for his role of voicing Darth Vader? He considered David Prowse's performance inside the Vader costume to be the more defining of the two performances.
Really?
I suppose so.
I wonder how much he got paid. For the voice,
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, no. Yeah, James Earl Jones for
I don't know.
Luke. I am richer now. I am your richer father.
But, I don't care what Maury says. I am your father.
I guess he's most known for This Is CNN, right?
Yeah,
This Is CNN.
I would say he's most known for Vader's voice.
Well,
honestly.
Probably yeah, Luke.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see him over the weekend? The pictures he tweeted after the death. Have you seen what Luke looks like?
Oh, what Mark Hamill looks
Mark
like?
Mark Hamill
yeah.
looks like? Wow. Not...
Who's Mark Hamill?
Mark Hamill is Luke Skywalker.
Dorothy's brother.
The guy with the blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah. You ought to see what he looks like now. He fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
I mean, he was in the most recent... Two films? Three films?
Yeah, but he didn't... I mean, the weekend pictures are just really... really
gotta remember, I didn't see Star Wars for the first time until like 3 years ago.
That's right. We did those gatherings at your house.
because I'm committed to being unhip.
Well, you got a bike.
That's about as unhip as it gets. And nobody looks my daughter and her mother begging me to send pictures.
Do you wear a helmet?
No.
Janelle would be so upset with you.
No.
Especially if anything ever happened while you're on that bike.
Lord. Oh, Lord.
Not wearing any kind of protective gear.
Yeah.
Does a jock come? I mean, that's...
Moving on now.
Did you know Julia Child's first job was with the U.S. Office of Strategic Services? This was the predecessor to the CIA during World War II. One of her accomplishments was developing a recipe for shark repellent for the OSS. Her husband was also OSS when they met, and the CIA has released her files to the public.
We had her cake bombed for dessert on Thanksgiving.
Have you had Ed Asner's apple?
No, I didn't make Ed Asner's thing.
No, but
first of all, I need a rolling pin. You can't make it Ed Asner's deep pot apple pie without a rolling pin.
If I get you a rolling pin, I asked you over the weekend, would you make me one of those apple pies?
Yeah. I need just a plain wooden.
Yeah, just pin. Like you mean you don't. They don't sell those anymore. Is it?
They do.
Is that a weapon now?
I don't know what became of mine. Oh. I have no idea. I had one.
We'll get you one.
Did you know there's a Christmas tree, which is actually just a really large bush, located in the median of I-17 in Arizona? It has been decorated every year for over 30 years by an unknown group of people. Just every year you drive by, there it is. It's decorated. And then after Christmas, it's not decorated anymore. The Christmas bush in Arizona. Now on to Greg's favorite song.
Oh, yeah.
Who wrote... And I guess I didn't know this, but, and you guys might be in the business when this thing was out. Islands in the Stream.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right.
Who wrote that?
Who wrote it? I thought Dolly wrote it.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
No.
It wasn't even Kenny. Intended for Kenny and Dolly.
I read this somewhere recently, and it's an older tune.
It was intended for Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
It was written for Marvin Gaye. And it was written by the Bee Gees.
Wow.
Ooh, that's another thing. I won't have free HBO on the 12th, like I did this last weekend.
Right.
But they got a documentary coming up on the Bee Gees that looks amazing.
All right, I'm writing this down now.
There was one I watched over the weekend about D.B. Cooper.
I saw that one, too.
Yeah.
Have you been watching the Showtime series on the Reagans?
No.
Because you had free Showtime over the weekend, too.
I did?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Ah, okay.
The D.B. Cooper thing was interesting. The Hugh Grant, Nicole Kidman thing was really, really compelling. I got Midway, finally, on DVR, and I watched that three times.
No wonder you wouldn't come over for Movie Sunday.
Yeah, that's when you get to the spirit of the holidays watching Midway.
I don't need you anymore, Rich. I've got free HBO this weekend.
I got my new TV. I got my new TV connected.
Yeah.
I got free HBO.
So
what do I need you for?
Leave me alone.
There's some things about the TV I'm not happy with. Like when you raise the volume, they got like an Alexa voice on it that tells you what the volume number is, and she talks at like double speed.
I'm sure you can turn.
You
that
can
off.
Turn that off.
Oh yeah,
sure you
can
turn
that
off.
Yeah. You can deactivate the feature.
Anyway, the Bee Gees wrote "Islands in the Stream" for Marvin Gaye.
I'm trying to picture Barry Gibb doing that.
Yeah, it was a hit for Kenny Rogers and Dolly. It got sampled for a song called "Ghetto Superstar," and then when the Bee Gees finally recorded their version of it, they used the "Ghetto Superstar" stuff for the final chorus of it. I listened a little bit to the Bee Gees version. It must have been recorded in. I want to say recently, but by recently, I mean within the last 15, 20 years.
Okay.
Islands in the Stream. Islands in the...
No.
Maybe a different take.
It's still Islands in the Stream. It's got a little bit more modern... I don't know. You could play it if
That's
you...
pretty wild.
You
written from Marvin Gaye. Now, that is the wildest one. Of the random facts today.
It does not sound like the Bee Gees. And I'm going to put my microphone... I don't know where my speakers are on this thing.
It's under the keyboard.
I think it is. I'm going to see what we get here on this as he turns the volume up. Nope, that's turning it
down. You're playing the Bee Gees version?
Like I said, sounds a little bit more modern than what I think of when I think Bee Gees. That's not Islands in the Stream to me.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace and love.
No.
Now it is.
I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on.
Does not sound
like that a lot better than the Kenny and Dolly.
Well, you just hate that version. You just really hate that.
I hated that.
I could play Ghetto Superstar and you would like that better than the... Kenny Dolly version.
That crossover time in the 80s.
Oh, man, I spent half my time in the 80s. You know, the job is, hey, wake people up, make them smile, get their day off to a good start. And here's a song you can play that will help you accomplish that.
Right.
Ladies. You could have sawed somebody's foot off during some of that music. Is that the last fact?
Yes, those are your random facts.
Very good. They're going to caucus. Now, remember, when you call in, even if you don't win the contest, stay on the line and do a follow-up so you're in the drawing for our grand prizes this coming Friday. Went to Food Outlet yesterday, as always do every Sunday. Man, they had some amazing deals in the meat department, and I checked because I did have to go to a rogue chain store, so I did a little buzz-by in the meat department just to see. Mm-hmm. Chicken tenders, good. Fat chicken tenders at
right.
Food Outlet, $2.99 a pound, $4.99 for scrawny little...
The smaller ones. I mean, I saw how big these were this morning. I still have a little...
See that?
One-third of it. There's one-third of it.
That's
for my dog.
Yeah. I'm out there, and I was out there grilling yesterday in the rain, too.
I know. Grilling for my puppy dog.
Surefire milk is $2.98 a gallon.
Uh-huh.
Try and find it under $3.99 at the chains. And if you use a lot of ketchup at your house, and you want the best, Heinz right now, the 38-ounce bottle, the one you can stand on its head.
Right.
$2.58 for that. Try to find that under $3.79 or so elsewhere. It's cost plus tent. That's the pricing plan throughout Food Outlet. Oh, and by the way, if you went through all your cooking oil over the Thanksgiving weekend, mm-hmm. replenish with Crisco, 48-ounce jug is $2.65 at all three Food Outlet locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook. Food Outlet on Main Street, west of 31 in the Preferred Community. And I'll see you again Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about one of Jupiter's moons mm-hmm. and how it had a thick layer of ice and just a massive amount of water on that moon. What was the name of that moon?
Oh, okay.
The name of the moon.
Well, the name of Jupiter's moon that we mentioned.
I thought you were going to say, what planet did Rich Thomas say you weren't going to find that on?
No. You can do that as a follow-up if you'd like to.
272-9228. Come on. Shake off the holiday dust and doldrum. Get to the phone. Make a call. Win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet and qualify for some really great stuff this Friday during our grand prize drawing. We'll wait for your calls while we check traffic.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope you're having a great Monday drive so far. It is very windy out there this morning. Please buckle up, be safe, and get ready for a little bit of congestion when you get into Montgomery all around the boulevard now at the major intersections. We have a lot of traffic as well as Atlanta Highway inbound to Madison into downtown. It is building there. Still a lot of traffic on Norman Bridge and Fairview Avenue, I-65 and 85.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
All right, it is 7:40, 20 minutes before the 8 o'clock hour, and Taylor is first in on our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question.
Good morning. Taylor, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What you think? What's the moon, Jupiter's moon that has the liquid? Well, it's ice and water. What moon are we talking about?
Okay, I believe y'all said Europa.
That's it.
You're right.
All right.
And do you remember the name of the planet that Rich Thomas said you would never find that on? Never mind. Hang on, you. Boy, school spirit is on the slow side here today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've got some great backup questions.
Ask Greg. Let's see if he knows.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm busy. I'm running the board while you're doing a lot. No, seriously.
No. Let's see if he's paying attention.
What I remember. Okay. God, the island in the sun one is too easy because we just did that, so I'm not going to ask you that one. How old was Two-Gun Crowley, Francis Crowley, when he was executed?
19.
That's correct. Where is that Christmas tree in the median of the interstate?
Arizona.
You are right.
There you go. Put him in for a couple of extras in the grand prize drawing on Friday.
I think we should have to make him breakfast now.
I like to surprise people.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
And Islands in the Sun was written for?
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye is correct. Yep.
Now, here's a random caller whose name we don't know.
Hello, random caller. What's your name?
Hello, random people. How are y'all?
I'm working great. Who is this?
This
is Cricket.
Hey, Cricket.
How are y'all?
We're good.
It's Monday.
Never been better.
Amen to that. And cold, too.
Yeah.
Listen, I was wanting Rich Thomas' follow-up question.
Oh!
There must be another one left, right?
Oh, wait a minute. I think I... Oh, okay. So, who wrote Islands in the Sun?
Stream. Islands in the Stream.
Island in the Stream.
Carl Sagan wrote Islands in the Sun.
I heard y'all talking about that, and I was... putting the air in my
tires. Oh, no.
But no, I did not.
Okay, well, we just found out it was written for Marvin Gaye, but it was written by the Bee Gees. Islands.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So anyway.
Well, hey, look, I got to say good morning to y'all, so it's all good.
Well, Cricket, we're glad you called.
Week. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
Have now, a stay good tuned one. Because the Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. Burger Daily Double of the Day is coming up.
How do you do that?
If you missed the name earlier this morning, it's coming up after Rich's forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Three of us have been outside this morning in the back, and the wind just about takes your breath away. It is getting windier and colder as the hours go by. We've gone down another degree in the last hour here. Falling temperatures today with gusty winds and 39 degrees by sunset tonight. Wind chill will be a factor overnight tonight. The low temperature, 28, will be the first widespread freeze, but the wind chill will be cruising near 20 by first thing in the morning. Breezy cold tomorrow. High temperatures only in the 40s. In Montgomery, Alabama, that's as warm as we get tomorrow. Mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday. Recovery Wednesday afternoon with sunshine into the mid-50s and the next chance of rain by about Thursday night. All right, we've known about it for a while that it was coming. How about the first freeze on the first day of December? Right now this morning, we have a northwest wind at 22 miles per hour, making that 47-degree temperature feel more like 40 at 743.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer, Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited!
Get on with it!
Yes!
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
I will need this name in the form of a question this afternoon when we do the call to action at 272-9228. Who is Dr. Scholl? And there's so many out there we have yet to...
Oh, do you think there was a real Dr. Scholl's?
Yeah.
Or is that just a marketing
name?
A
made-up name for marketing?
Marketing?
No. Nobody would make up Scholl. I believe there was a doctor. Can you check that out, Jane?
Was there really a Dr. Scholl's, or was it...
If it was just a marketing thing?
Yeah.
Since he's our daily double doctor of the day, we should...
Is it a made-up name like Haagen-Dazs? That's made up. That's completely made up name.
Yeah, Häagen-Dazs is totally
It's
fake.
New England. It has nothing to do with...
I thought, didn't that come from the same country that it gave us Husker Du? With the double vowel and all that.
Just marketing, man.
Well, yeah.
Dr. Scholl is a real person?
Podiatrist William Matthias Scholl started the brand in 1906. He is credited with designing over 1,000 foot care products and became a member of the Fortune 500 in 1971. All right. That's the same year that the company went public, which is Scholl's Wellness Company.
See commercials anymore for Dr.
Now, it was purchased.
That's true.
Yeah. Merck & Company purchased the brand of Dr. Scholl's in 2009. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's still a marketing thing, but, I mean, there was an actual Dr. Scholl.
How about that?
All right. I'll tell you what, one of the simple definitions of living right in these uncertain times is cutting out one of those Dr. Scholl gel pads to fit your...
Sticking it in your shoe.
Yeah.
I had to do that with one of my boots.
But it's like walking on sunshine, man, as
walking on
Katrina
sunshine.
The Waves once said.
Mm-hmm.
It is 7:46, 14 before the top of the hour. They had a big sales event at Bryan Jewelry this past Friday, and they're continuing through today. Yeah, a lot of folks have, went into the weekend and would like to carry over their Black Friday pricing through today. So get to Bryan Jewelry. First of all, you like to do business with a great local company. They've been around for almost 70 years. They are the old school jeweler in that they know how to make jewelry from scratch. They can repair a watch. In fact, with their help, you can build a watch for somebody and put a very personal touch on it, just like you can create a piece of jewelry that is exclusive to the person that you're giving it to. They can do that from scratch as well. They also have a little wish list function on their website. That's one reason to visit it. You can leave some hints there. But you should visit BryanJewelry.com. Explore the site. You'll learn a lot. Very educational. Learn about gems and different types of diamonds. And then sign up for their club because you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. So go with the best. Go local. And people who really appreciate your business and can set you up if you want to go big. Maybe it's time to pop the question. That's how I did it at Christmas time, 2013. With a 0% Synchrony bank account for qualified customers. See Lynn, Kenny, and that great team at Bryan Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, and again at BryanJewelry.com. Local news and more at 7:47. I think we'll play a little bit of that Van Morrison song.
All right.
The anti-lockdown is sweeping the world.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Flags across Alabama were at half-staff yesterday as former State Representative Alvin Holmes was laid to rest. Holmes had been the longest-serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives before his 2018 defeat. He died on November 21st at age 81. The city of Montgomery has settled a federal lawsuit on panhandling. The settlement agreement requires the city to stop the enforcement of two ordinances that once criminalized panhandling. The Montgomery Public School family is mourning the deaths of two administrators, Lee High School Assistant Principal Dr. Dennis McCorvey and Johnny Carr Middle School Assistant Principal Joshua Farrow. Their causes of death are unknown at this time. There will be counselors on campus for students and staff this week. Those are this morning's top headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. From the Montgomery Newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Thanksgiving has come and gone. We're approaching Christmas, and time is running out to get those packages out of there.
You're right, Bubba. People are sending in their Christmas gifts, Christmas orders. You need to get them in so we can get them out the door with FedEx and send them on out, because I can tell you what, there's going to be a lot of shipping going on this year. People are shipping gifts all over the country. You need to call us now, place your order, fax it to us, email it to us. We will take care of the rest. And you know what? If you want to just come in and do a little shopping in the store, come on in, because we've got a great selection in the store. Pecans, in-shell pecans, cracked pecans, straight out of Georgia. I mean, beautiful pecans. We've got those. We've got great jewelry. We've got some new necklaces and purses that have come in that everybody is raving over. If you want a pecan pie, come on in. We make those too, but just call ahead. We make them fresh daily. The finest and freshest candies and pecans you can find anywhere.
Tell them where you're located.
At 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Out of rolls again. The grocery store is out of rolls again. Now I got no TP to clean up my rear end. It's all sold out there, out of rolls again. Out of rolls again. I can't find Quilted Northern or Charmin. It's like we all went back in time to April 10th. And my Walmart is now out of rolls again. Out of rolls again. People hoarded enough for 3 years of wiping. Don't know where it went. Now there's no toilet paper for my hiney. Oh, I mean. Out of rolls again. Costco and Target out of rolls again. I'm asking Santa for some rolls of Cottonelle. Cause everywhere is out of rolls again.
Stop with the panic buying. Coronavirus is going away January 20th. It's already been scheduled. 7:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We did not have a winner in the productive.
The productathon, the predictathon.
The productathon. Dictathon.
What did he do while he was downstairs? <Don't know. laughs>
Y'all have missed it.
I'm a professional announcer.
Are you sure about that?
Well, so where was I? Oh, I love that meme you sent me.
The mail-in votes after.
Yes. Will Ferrell. Yeah, mail-in points arrive after the game. Auburn wins the Iron Bowl 7-26-42, but nobody guessed that score either. So we had no winner, but we had well over half a dozen people predict that Alabama would score 42 points. Mm-hmm. So we may do a little giveaway with the people who at least had half of it right, but I can't speak to that because I haven't had a chance to talk to Don yet. All I know is that he was in a really, really, really good mood Saturday evening.
Oh, that's right. It was his son that wasn't.
And you know what? Everybody.
What did I type to you in the third quarter? What else is on?
Was suicide. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. That was funny. Yes, it was. I get the text from Rich. Is this it? No, that's what it.
What else is on?
Yeah. That was it. Every channel was carrying the game.
News from where you live.
What this is Alabama. World? We have a crazy board.
That's our new promo. Just pops on whenever.
Ever since he went downstairs.
I know. Something's going on, man.
I am okay. I'm not having a stroke, an impairment, or anything else.
We're having a good Monday morning. We hope everybody else is, too, either on your drive into work or whether you're listening on your smartphone or, you know, Apple device or Amazon right. Alexa, you know.
Ignore the voices in your head. No, I was looking for the. Remember I wrote all our scores down on this pad?
Oh, yeah. Did you give it to Jay?
No, I gave it to myself.
Well, that was your first mistake.
Yeah, that's becoming very apparent right
it's
now.
It's got to be in your bag, right?
Could be.
I mean, it's got to be in your bag if you gave it to yourself, or it's...
Look, you were right!
There it is.
Call me Mom.
So we mentioned Don Duncan. We're out with us. Everybody had to make a prediction. Mitch predicted a 38-35 Auburn win. Rosie was here. So she said 24-21 AU. Let's see. Don predicted a 45-24 Alabama win. Pretty close. And I had 52-24. Yeah. Everybody was being kind of polite and cautious.
Let's move on.
Too much? Was Seth here? Yeah, we gave him a chance to predict a score to 28-3 Auburn. Okay, it's the last time he's allowed in the studio. You think I'm impaired? Anybody that would have predicted that?
I didn't even watch the game.
I didn't either. Didn't watch a lick of it.
So I'm guessing Nick Saban, he wasn't there. He didn't coach.
No, he didn't.
But he was. I'm guessing he was coaching from somewhere over a phone or something. Right?
Well, they SEC has rules against that. They made before the pandemic. I mean, not before the pandemic. But
before the season started,
that you can't coach remotely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's stupid, by the way.
I think that is, too.
Yeah, come on. If you want to preserve the integrity of the game, punishing the coach because he can't check in remotely, that's right. Stupid. For whatever reason, Wiley Poundstone sent me a 1980s Tic Tac commercial featuring Mark Harmon's sister. So there must be something like groovy about this that we're supposed to catch. Check it out.
Uh-huh. I've got a confession to make. I've always loved the freshness of Tic Tac. But when mint sweetened without sugar came along, I figured I'd give up some of that freshness to get fewer calories. Know what? I was wrong. Tic Tacs give me the freshness I love with 1.5 calories each. 5 Tic Tacs have no more calories than 1 mint sweetened without sugar. So I'm staying with Tic Tac. I don't have to give up taste or freshness. Tic Tac, the 1.5 calorie breath mint.
Tic Tac don't eat themselves.
You can tell she's Mark Harmon's sister, too. Hey, there's a little...
I thought that was Angie Harmon.
No. Now, Angie Harmon's the one that was married from Law & Order, right?
Yeah, I know. I was just picking another Harmon.
Yeah. We're in Harmon E here.
Oh!
Very nice.
All right, so next hour we're going to play True the Baloney.
On what subject?
In this hour, yeah.